Welcome to the Tabletop Sportcast. I'm your host, James Cast. Today's March 16th, 2024, and this is episode 157. Today I'll be counting down top 10 YouTubers that I subscribe to. These YouTubers provide a lot of different types of content, and we're going to talk about what each one brings to the table as we go through the list. And there's a good mix here. We've got a couple of game designers. We've got some game companies. We've also got a bunch of individuals who are members of the community who are creating content to help support the community. So we've got a wide range of contributors here on this list. Now, this is one of two episodes this weekend, so getting this episode out today and following it up with another episode tomorrow. Trying to make up for missing one a couple of weeks ago. So, hope you enjoy. As always, if you'd like to reach out and ask me any questions or suggest show topics or tell me about a project you've been working on, hit me up at tabletopsportcast@gmail.com. We're going to bypass the typical tabletop recap this week. This is going to be a shorter episode. Just want to get right into the main content. I'll probably touch on a couple of things in tomorrow's episode, but the big recaps will come in about 2 weeks when we do our quarterly show, and we'll talk about that at the end of this episode. All right, so without further ado, let's get into today's main topic. All right, let's get our list started. And of course, since we're talking about YouTube, I'll put my shameless plug at the front here. I'm not going to include my channel in the top 10 because I'm not sure it belongs there. But if you are interested in checking out that, go on over to YouTube and look for the Tabletop Sportcast. And you can see just a collection of videos that I've put up. Not really into a regular rhythm as far as getting YouTube content out there, but there are a couple of YouTubes out there that you can, or videos that you can check out. Did a little series on using ChatGPT, and more recently just completed a Rumble tournament with Fast Inning Baseball. And if you're interested in seeing what the Rumble tournament's all about, there's a video for that out on YouTube as well on my channel. So go ahead and check that out. But yeah, let's get into today's list, and links to all of these channels will be in the show notes, so make sure you check those out, and if you're not already a subscriber, I would encourage you to subscribe to these channels. I've got others that I look at as well, but I would say these are the main go-to ones that I keep on kind of my short list of YouTubes that I want to check out whenever I feel like going on to YouTube. These are the channels that I typically go to see if they've got any new content. So starting off at number 10, we have Gary Brown. Gary Brown is the owner and creator for Stone Mountain Press, and his channel is called Gamescape. One of the things that I really like about Gary's channel is he does a really nice job of kind of giving you some insight into the design process. As he goes through creating some of the games, and never too early on, but certainly like you can see as games are getting closer towards the finish line, you can see some of like his thought process, and he'll take you through a little bit of that thought process while he shows you just a little bit of how the game is played. So I think he does a really nice job there of giving you some insight into some of the games. Like recently he's been showing some of like the buildup for Legends of Boxing 2. So that's what I've been tuning into more recently. But even going back to things like Stone Cold Hockey, Dice United, like you're able to see these games as he's working on either a newer version or going back into the history just to see a little bit more about like how the game mechanics play out. So that's mostly what you're going to get there for Gary's channel. You know, love it for the fighting because, you know, it's not a game that a lot of others are featuring on their channel a lot. So really like to see that. And of course, really interested in Legends of Boxing. So right now that's what's been getting me to tune in more recently is to check out what that new version is going to look like. And so far, I like what I've seen. So at number 10, Gary Brown checks in with his channel, Gamescape. At number 9, and hopefully I've got his name right, William Sauerbriar will check in at number 9 with his channel, High Volume Games. One of the things that Bill does a great job of on his channel is showcase a lot of different games. He's got tabletop games. He's also got some video games. He also has some other content that he likes to share. So he's got a whole lot of things that he's going to do on here. The reason he's going to make it onto this list is because the one thing that he does that I have a real high appreciation for is he does the game marathons in support of some charities. Once a year, he's going to check in and just do like a full day marathon. So that's really how I got tuned into his channel. I love some of his things, like Bill's Day Off is a kind of recurring theme on there that he will do. High appreciation for that channel and just a wide variety of games that he covers. And it's not just sport games. He'll cover some sport games. Has a big thing on wrestling if you're into wrestling, especially with the video game version. But also covers a lot of other games too. So checking in at number 9 is High Volume Games and Bill Sauerbriar. At number 8, we have Al Wilson. And Al's got three different channels that we're going to focus here on. Two of them are to promote the games that he has. So he's got a channel dedicated to Fast Drive Football. He's got another channel that he created recently dedicated to Fast Inning Baseball. So those are definitely worth checking out. But really, he's making the list for Hands-On Games, his other channel that has a lot of information. And a lot of the content is older, but he covers a lot of different games. He's got some games that he has showcased. He's talked about different events that he's attended, some of like the early versions of like Play.con, like the first couple of years of Play.con. He also went to some other Play events. So there's a lot of great information, especially if you want to know kind of like, you know, look back at some of the other things, some of the events that have happened within the community. Just some really cool content. And it definitely got me hooked into some of the Play games for sure. To see some of that, but also checked in more recently for the games like that he's done. So three different channels for Al, one for Fast Drive Football if you're a fan of that game, one for Fast Inning Baseball if you're a recent fan of that game, and then Hands-On Games has more of like his historical content and a lot of different things covered on there. All right, at number 7, we have Rob Gallimore checking in, and his channel's been getting a lot of play more recently, and it is called Gitch's Games. Rob's got a really good mix of things. First, he has a real high enjoyment for the games, right? And I think that that is the thing that comes out the most in his games. He has really been on a kind of content kick as of recently. So he's been really getting a lot of videos out there. I feel like he's posting a couple of them a week, if not two or three a week. And it's a good mix. He's showcasing different games, big focus on hockey. He's a big hockey fan. So he plays a lot of different hockey games between Stone Cold and Hockey Blast and Stratomatic. He may even cover some other ones. I know with Hockey Blast, he also plays some of the Express version. He's also got a lot of games that he's designed himself, and some of those are pretty cool. A lot of them, there's a couple of them that are sport version games, so you can check those out. He's got like, I think it's called Octoblast or Octagon Blast. He's got another one for volleyball. He's got some rodeo games that he did as part of like an event that Play had done a couple years back. And then he's got some historical games too. So wide variety of things, but and in some cases, I think he's done a good job of showing how to do certain parts of the hockey games between like making your lineup, running power plays, things like that. So it's a really cool channel to check out. and again, called Gitch's Games from Rob Gallimore. Been posting just a ton of content as of recent, so I would definitely check that one out too, and that checks in here at number 7. At number 6, we've got another one of our newer game designers, and that is Grant Fines, and his channel is 49 Sports Games, also happens to be the name of his gaming company. So mostly what Grant is doing is showing you the games that he's got available. He's giving you some insight on how to play different parts of the game. Recently, he's been covering a lot of the hockey game that he's got. And hey, spoiler alert, he's going to be the interview that we have tomorrow, that I'll be posting tomorrow. So if you want to check out more about his hockey game, definitely tune in for tomorrow's episode, because we'll be talking with Grant about the new hockey game. I think the production quality on his channel is really high. That's not always something you can say for all of these YouTubers, right? Not always are these high production shows. And I think most of us are used to a lot of the YouTubers who have kind of one camera angle, one microphone, and just kind of run through it as best they can, right? And do a good job that way. But because he's showing it off his game, I think Grant does a really nice job of using some close-up shots and talking through the game with you, and just has a good presentation that helps you really see the details of the game. So if you're interested in buying his games, this is a great place to get a first look at them. So I think for that reason, that's why he checks in here at number 6 on my list, is just for that higher production quality and how well he's presenting the games that he has designed. So again, number 6, 49 Sports Games by Grant Fines. And that takes us to another channel, which is at number 5, we've got Steve Etzel. And Steve Etzel's channel is Steve Etzel Fun and Games. Now, I think he covers a lot of different things. I've actually gotten hooked into this more recently and I'll give credit where credit is due, recommendation by ST Patrick, kind of pointed me in the direction of Steve's games. Steve does an excellent job of talking about the mathematics behind some of the baseball games. And as a former math teacher and someone who's really into the baseball games, I really love some of the breakdowns that he does on the games and really talking about, statistical replays versus, some of the freedom that you should be able to have in a baseball sim design. So he's got a lot of different videos that kind of do that and kind of go under the hood a little bit. I think he's got some shows on reverse engineering some of the games. And like I said, a lot of these, not always the highest production quality, but in this case, you get to really get the content is really driven by what he is talking about and the ideas that he is sharing and his ability to just present those ideas in a nice, simple format. So I really have enjoyed that aspect of it. And I think he just does a tremendous job of really giving you kind of like, I'll call it like the science behind these baseball games, right? Because I think he does just such a nice job of breaking that down and letting you understand like what it is you're getting in each of these different games. And he covers a wide variety of baseball games too. So there's a big advantage there. So at number 5, we got Steve Etzel with his channel, Steve Etzel Fun and Games. That brings us to number 4 on this list. And at number 4, I've got Bob Hansen. And Bob's channel is Bob's Tabletop Sports. Now, more recently, the biggest thing that I think you can get from Bob's channel is his ability, and he hasn't created content in a while, and I think I had said towards the beginning of this, or maybe it was last week, that not all of this has like current content. But Bob did a really nice series on how to create your own custom cards using Affinity Publisher. Now, I personally, I've watched it a couple times. I really need to just sit down and watch it while I try to work with the actual tool. I'm one of the people who still hasn't really bought into Affinity Publisher, even though I have it downloaded. It's on my computer. I've tinkered with it a little bit, but I really haven't gotten bought in yet. And I think watching his videos, I know like I should easily be able to get from kind of zero to 100 in creating some cards. If you've ever seen the cards that Bob creates, he does an excellent job of creating his own cards, whether it's kind of reskinning a set to kind of fit in with the theme of his like Midwest sports leagues, or if it's creating cards from scratch. He just does a really nice job, and he kind of walks you through that over a couple of different series. He's got some reviews of other games, and I think he's even done a couple of sims on there, but I think the biggest bang for your buck on Bob's channel is going to be that Affinity Publisher set that he did, and kind of walking you through the process of creating your own custom cards. If you're in the community and you're checking out things on Facebook, you know, you're going to know who like some of those really good designers are. And I think Bob probably is one of the top ones in our community in terms of creating a look and feel for the cards that he uses for his sets. So checking in at number four, Bob Hansen and Bob's Tabletop Sports. All right, and that brings us to our top three. And I think I'm going to, you know, just say, I think up until now, these are highly interchangeable. I do think that this top three is pretty much, you know, the top three. I think there's a gap from between three and four, and between four and 10, and probably even a few that I left off the list, not a huge gap between all of those others. But these top three, I think, really do kind of stand heads and shoulders above the rest. So we'll hit on those three now, starting with Keith Avalone of Play Games and the Play Games YouTube channel, otherwise known as the Play Space. Now, Keith is kind of the face of the channel. He is the one that we most often see. I think it's fair to say, though, we have to give a big shout out to Sam Avalone, his partner at Play, his son, who I think is the driving force about getting onto YouTube and using it as a vehicle for the game company. But they do a really nice job in a lot of different ways. First off, weekly content, which I think for game designers is a tough thing to be able to commit to. So in addition to everything that they're doing to get card sets out, create new games, they've also pretty much stayed on a weekly basis. You know, every now and again, they'll miss a week, but for the most part, you're getting a weekly show from the Play Space. Second, they do a really nice job of showcasing the card sets of the games. They get their merchandise out there on their channel. But I think the thing that really sells it and puts it into the top three is, in addition to like Keith's presence on YouTube, is some of the really, you know, unique ways that they've presented their games. And they have a lot of different fun games that they'll go through. And as I kind of look more recently, you know, they had this they did a Leap Day special, right? Like where they had this special card set with a new gimmick that they did. That allowed you to kind of flip into like a different rated card, right? They do those kinds of things all the time. And they come out with these kind of unique approaches and just offer them as freebies. And you get a chance to just see them play with that. They do a really good job of doing some kind of audience participation stuff. They've done like the, I remember the demo derby, like they did a demo derby thing where they had kind of like the extermination series. They did like a Fury Football League. The Game Gab that I mentioned, like Rob Gallimore had done like the rodeo game, and I had taken part in that too. And, you know, they just invited people to kind of take part in that and work on some game design with them. All kinds of really cool things that keep the audience, you know, participation high and just draw people in. So just some really unique content on the play space. So that's why number three, we've got Keith Avalone and Sam Avalone for the play space and play games channel. All right, at number two, we've got Marco Scola, and I think really that by the in his self-titled YouTube channel, Marco Scola. Really great approach to showcasing games here. First, Marco's got a great presence on his channel. He comes off really well on YouTube. And I love the kind of approach that he takes where he does a little bit of a, hey, let me talk to you about this game. And then he goes and plays the game for a while too and kind of gives you his thoughts on it. Just a really nice presentation of the different games. He has been focused very heavily more recently on play, but he has covered other games too, as I see some like Glory Days Boxing in here. I see some APBA Golf in here. So, and you know, Dice United is in there. Plus he's got some, a lot of play games, you know, and I think it's a, just a good, interesting way of looking at his kind of gaming right now, but he showcases the games in a really nice way. So I think that's what really comes out. And, you know, anybody who can come in and showcase these games with high energy and really make you feel like you want to be playing the game too deserves a lot of credit. And I think Marco's done just an excellent job in standing up his channel and building a good reputation for his reviews. So at number two, we've got Marco Scola and his self-titled YouTube channel, Marco Scola. And that brings us to number one, and probably not that big of a surprise. It's Steve Tower with After Further Review. This channel's been going for years. We talked to Steve last year about his channel. I want to say he's going on 5-7 years, something along those lines. And again, has almost like weekly content out there, you know, maybe a couple gaps here and there, but for the most part, he's got shows out at least once a week. He's got a really good format for replaying the games. And I think he just makes it enjoyable. He gets a pretty consistent audience coming in to check out his, checking out his shows. He does a wide variety of sports. There's a lot of play on here, but he also does some other baseball games. I think recently he was playing some on-deck baseball, and he was the one who got me hooked into like Book It, the wrestling promotion game. So he's got some other games out there too. And then if you really go back into the history of his channel, you can see the evolution of his channel where he really started off with much more of a, hey, let me do reviews of games and short playthroughs. It's now become more of playthroughs to kind of showcase the games. So you can see that evolution. And I think I'm underselling him as I go back and look at his channel a little bit here. I think he's been doing this for close to 10 years now, which is really incredible. So just for the longevity alone, you have to give Steve credit. But the presentation that he's up to now, he's got multiple camera views, so you can see the game as he's playing it. You can see Steve, you can see his scorebook. Just, it's a really good presentation that he puts out there for After Further Review. And then another fun thing is every now and again, I want to say every couple months sometimes, he's got his news segment where he'll just go out and give you some of the news that's out there too. It's a great channel. I try to tune in wherever I can, and huge supporter of it. So at number one, we have Steve Tower with his channel, After Further Review with Steve Tower. And that's it. That's our top 10 YouTubers. It's a personal list, no doubt about it. There's a lot of people out there doing a lot of great content on YouTube. Not all that I'll be tuning into necessarily. These are the main ones that I go after. There's a couple others that I have on kind of my subscribe list, and not everybody's current anymore. But, I love checking out some YouTube. For me, I love it mostly when I want to see something new. If I want to get a feel for a game that's out there that I haven't seen in a while, or haven't seen ever, like that's when I really want to go to YouTube. So I love just seeing that and seeing some interesting content. So that's what these top people will be able to do, is present some things to me that I haven't had a chance to see, or make it fun to be able to tune in and check out what they're presenting that week. All right, let's come on and wrap up today's episode. And that's a wrap on this week's episode, really today's episode, because I'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode, which will be an interview with Grant Fines of 49 Sports Games. But I hope you enjoyed today's list of the top 10 YouTubers, and, you know, check out their content. Again, links are in the show notes for these shows. I would definitely ask you to go check them out, subscribe to them, keep up with everything that they're offering. If you want to, here's what's going to happen on the Patreon. So patreon.com/tabletopsportcast is where you can go to help support the podcast. $1 a month goes a long way to helping to offset costs for the podcast. Now, next week, I'll plug this again tomorrow, but next week is going to be the Tabletop Sportcast live episode. I'll be posting some information about that probably tomorrow on the Patreon channel. So if you're a patron of this podcast, head on over to Patreon. You'll be able to check out what is happening next week, where we'll be using Discord to help you join the episode. I'm working on some of the content still. We're going to keep it kind of light. I've got some ideas about some things we'll talk in, but really I want to see like where the conversation goes on Discord. So we'll be doing that. And if you are not a patron of the podcast, you'll be getting that episode next Sunday. So Saturday night is when Tabletop Sportcast Live will take place on Discord. Sunday morning is when I'll post it for the rest of the audience. I'll also be kicking off very shortly, probably this week, a contest for the patron subscribers, right in line with March Madness. So I got a little contest I'm going to run. It's probably going to take a while. It's not going to be something I'm going to have wrapped up in the next few weeks, but a chance for you to take part in a little March Madness style contest on Tabletop Sportcast on the Patreon channel. All right. So I will be back tomorrow and hope that you all get a chance to enjoy a great weekend of sports activity and hopefully getting some games onto your tabletop. And until tomorrow, thanks for listening.